The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Would you like to survive or thrive? Would you like to start creating the life you would actually like to live, rather than living by everyone else's expectations and requirements? What can we do to change this? Choose it. And that starts now by joining us on Being Outside the Box with your host, Lynn Waldrop.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Being Outside the Box. So we are continuing our month of Get Your Body Ready for Summer. And this has really struck a nerve with a bunch of you because I keep getting messages about this. And I just find it so humorous. So today we're going to do the exercise show. And I'm so excited. You can put your dumbbells down and your weights and your yoga mat and all that kind of stuff, because we're not doing any of those kinds of exercises. We're doing all different kinds. So to help me out today, and she has no idea what she signed up for here, is my friend Leona, who you guys know, she's been on a bazillion times. Her nickname is Red because we both have red hair, and she's got that fiery kind of disposition too to match it. So welcome, Red.
Hello.
So happy you could come play with me today.
Don't tell all my secrets. I have to be a surprise.
One of these days, I'll actually put you in the show description and put a picture of the two of us, the big redheads. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
So getting your body ready for summer. So just like last weekend with Juna, you know, what if there was nothing wrong with your body? That's really where I want to start, because I've had body issues my entire life. And, you know, that's such a common story for, I think, just about everybody. So what if it actually was possible for you to start to love the skin you're in? I'm not just talking about weight here. I'm talking about, you know, you have this ugly, hairy mole. You have this, you know, cellulite and flabby butt, or you have pain that you don't like in your body. I mean, it can be anything. You have a twitching eye. I mean, it can be anything. So
yeah.
What's the thing that, okay, so let's start it off. Let's be real here. So truth, Red, what is the, if you could change something, or what do you beat up yourself the most about your body?
Hips.
My too hips. Big, too small, too what?
Well, I had this guy tell me one time that, you know, if you look at me from one angle, I'm really little, and then if you look at me from the other angle, I'm wide. So it's like, wait. Yeah, it's funny. I'm like, what? But it's true. If you look at me from the side, I look really little. But the way that my hips are shaped, I'm a lot hippier than you would think. And it's interesting, running one of the body processes, my hips actually shifted a couple of weeks ago. So I'm walking different and I'm standing different. So my body's changing that.
And for everybody that doesn't know Red out there, Red is tiny. She is this tiny little thing. So I just find it so amusing when tiny people go, oh, my hips are too big,
yeah,
too lopsided,
tiny.
Too something. It just amuses me.
Oh, my gosh. You're hilarious. Thank you, though. I'll accept that. I'll receive that. I'll put it that way.
Good. So what I ended up doing when I was putting this show together was the whole theme for me seemed to be that we have these different zones I'm going to try to take you through. So the first zone is the gratitude zone, okay? So I did this weight loss class, and again, this doesn't have anything to do with weight. It can be anything that you don't like about your body. But when I did this one weight loss class, it was so interesting to me, because what I realized was that Americans, anyways, do not like to look at themselves naked in the mirror on average.
Yeah, what is that all about?
Well, because when they look, they're like, ugh. Or, you know, or they're like, oh, you know, the boobs are falling down and the butt's falling down. And, you know, I don't like this cellulite, or I don't like this stretch mark. Or, and when they, so when they look in the mirror, it's like a reminder of everything they hate about themselves.
And they've created it, though.
Well, the average person doesn't really get that they created it. But one of the biggest things is that the more that you have gratitude for your body. I mean, you're stuck with your body unless you're going to kill yourself tomorrow, but I'm not a proponent of that. Okay. You're stuck with this body for the rest of at least this lifetime.
Yeah.
No matter what you believe, what happens when you die, or if you're even going to die, you're stuck with this body. So why not find a way to enjoy it? Why not find a way to be grateful for it and then start to work together rather than being at war? Like, I can literally remember there have been times in my life I was at war with my body. Anybody else ever felt that way?
Oh, yeah. And you know what, if you think about it, like summertime, they say a two-piece suit or a three-piece suit or a one-piece suit. Well, what if we could just not piece and part our body out? What if we could just, you know, be all together and, or even have Reese's Pieces?
You know, and it's so funny. There is only one place on this God's green earth that I still have a tendency to buy someone else's point of view, and it's with my doggone body, and it just amazes me. So the other day,
yours or somebody else's that you're picking up on?
Well, no, it's somebody else's point of view then that I buy and skewer myself with. I have a tendency still to do this. So my story is, so somebody was over at our house the other day, and she's a little bit larger than I am. And so a couple years ago, one of my best friends talked me into buying this two-piece, right? And we're down in the island, so I'm thinking, okay, you know, I can get away. I think on average I'm about like maybe a 12 or a 14. It's probably closer to the size 14 in women's, just to give y'all a point of view to start with, right? And so I'm, but I also have very large breasts, so they don't quite fit into the swimsuit.
Yeah, I'd like to have your breasts.
And so my husband was totally fine with this, right? But it took me a while, even in the Caribbean, to go out in this swimsuit, right? Because I just felt like all eyes were on me. So, but I got over it, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. So I can like my body, and if people don't like that I'm too large for a two-piece, I don't really give a shit, right? Excuse me. And then I come home, and I'm actually at my own pool at my house, and relatives came over, and they were absolutely mortified when they saw me in the suit.
Okay.
And I literally skewered myself with that. And since then, I have never worn a two-piece after that. Well, then this girl comes to our house this weekend, and she needs to borrow a suit. So I give her one of mine. And she says, wow, I haven't been in a one-piece since I was like 14. And I instantly went to, well, she's larger than me. What the hell is she thinking? But it took that for me to go, wait a minute. And then I finally got why I quit wearing one, was because I had bought these relatives' point of view because of what their point of view of me was when they saw me in a two-piece. And I went, wait a minute.
Yeah, because that was their point of view.
Yeah, but I still bought their point of view. So what if you could look in a mirror, totally butt naked, you just came out of the shower, okay? And even if you have to start with, you know what, I have two legs and they walk me wherever I want to go.
Yeah.
I have two hands and I can touch things. I have two eyes, I can still see. I have a mouth, I can still talk. What if you just were, for right now, grateful just for the basics?
Okay.
If you can't find a way to look in that mirror and go, what an amazing body. Oh my God, how can we even make this even better than this?
Yeah.
If you can't go there yet, can you just start being more grateful every day, add more and more things to the mix?
Yes.
And what if that just helped you to have some more gratitude for your body?
And it does. Because I've really been doing that a lot more lately. And in doing that, I've been willing to, you know, change other things that I didn't think were possible to change.
Yeah, exactly. Because you start working together with your body rather than being at war with it.
Yeah.
So everybody out there, will you guys lay down your weapons? Your weapons of mass destruction that you like to use to try to kill your body. You're so funny. It cracks me up. Oh, I have this pain. I can't get out of this pain. But yet you torture your body with all this other stuff you do.
And you put people that are a pain in your neck and a pain in your life in your body to remind you you're in pain.
Yeah. We're so cute. I love it. So will you guys please put all your weapons of mass destruction down?
Yes, for everybody.
Thank you. So I want you to start looking, first of all, start looking at your body in the mirror and being grateful for different things every day. Like, okay, here's another example, somebody's point of view. I have always had these very muscular calves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, a lot of this stuff's cultural. So then I'd get, white girls or white guys that would be like, you're too chunky or whatever. But people of other cultures have a tendency to appreciate a very muscular body, whereas the Caucasian universe doesn't, And so I'd get attention. And so you get attention, and then you get attention from different cultures, and maybe that's a good thing or maybe it's not. And you throw all kinds of weird points of view that everybody have in the mix there.
Well, yeah, you make it subjective. Well, it's okay here, but it's not okay here. Well, this is okay, but that's not okay.
Exactly.
If this person says this, this is okay, but if that person says that, that's not okay.
So
who made
these people the Pope? Like, the Pope gets to make all these decisions as to what's okay, but who's the Pope? Who's the Pope of your body?
He's the poop in the Pope.
Would you be willing to be your own Pope of your body?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So the next piece of this is, well, when you pull yourself up in front of that mirror, you're standing there, you're totally naked. I want you to all of a sudden go, okay, I want to see now my body through the eyes of my lover, my partner, my husband, my wife, my whatever.
Yeah.
Now, what does your body look like? Mine looks completely different.
Yeah.
I look kind of like Betty Boop.
That's too funny. Mine is like in one of those diving suits, a sleek diving suit.
Ooh.
Oh,
the
latex.
But do you see the curves of your body, the hips? When you look through your lover's eyes, do you still see the hips the same as what you were saying you didn't like earlier?
No, not at all. Because it's not pieced and parted out. It's all together.
Yeah. So what if you could start to take the point of view, at least temporarily, of your lover and throw away all those judgments? Because whose judgments are they anyways? You bought that guy's point of view, and then you made it so. I bought these other people's point of view and made it so.
Yeah.
So we got the gratitude zone. Now, will you guys be willing to go to the judgment-free zone?
Where does that exist?
Well, it can exist, but you have to really kind of monitor and observe yourself. Like when you're walking down the street, and I never used to be able to admire, I could admire men's bodies, but I could never admire women's bodies. And I never understood why. Do you know why?
No, because I've always admired all bodies.
See, I always hated my body.
Oh.
And I'm a woman, so I couldn't admire anybody else's body. In terms of a female body, right? Because I didn't like mine. But I could admire men's bodies up and down. So in the last couple of years, I'm finally able to really appreciate and admire a woman, whatever that is. I mean, again, it can be their calves, it can be their hair, it can be anything in between. It doesn't really matter. But I now can appreciate that. So my question for you is, when you guys walk down the street and you see people, what goes through your head? Like, let's say somebody that's very heavy set walks by. Does your brain go, wow, into kind of a negative and derogatory comment in your head? Does it go to, I wish I could help them? Does it not even go anywhere? You see what I'm saying? When you see somebody really, really skinny, where does your mind go?
Well, it honestly goes to the same place that it does with somebody really heavy. Like, you know, what is your, it's like, it's almost like, what are you living for? Like, what is your life about? Either not eating or eating. I mean, it's like, it's not even so much, can I help them? But it's like, wow, what are you living for?
But you know what? There's people that are like my friend Kathleen, who is, you know, a size 4 or something like that. Oh my God, she eats more than my husband and I put together. I've never seen somebody be able to shovel so much food in. Okay, so it's not necessarily true that, you know, they're that skinny because, you know, lack of eating.
Yeah.
So even that's a judgment.
Yes, you're correct.
So I guess my point is, can we get to the point of that judgment-free zone and literally be able to find the beautifulness in everybody, no matter what they look like?
To find one thing that you think is beautiful about them, like you would do with yourself, and then go from there?
Yeah, because if you're judging them, you're judging you too, yeah. Guaranteed.
Yes.
Guaranteed. So can we be in the gratitude zone and get out of the judgment zone and get into the judgment-free zone?
Well, I'm willing to go there.
Awesome. All right, so I got a question for you guys. I know this sounds off the rails here for a second, but I'm going to go there. So what do you guys think is the sexiest car out there?
Oh, the new Jag.
Okay, 2014 Jag.
It is a sexy car, and this is one of the first cars I would have ever said was sexy.
Okay, so any particular color you like?
I've only seen black, so I would have to, you know.
So of course it has, you know, bum warmers, and it has 6-CD changer and MP3 capable and Bluetooth and GPS.
I don't know. I just see the car, and it's like, wow.
Okay, but I'm just saying, we're making it fully loaded, okay?
Oh, okay, cool, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what you have to get about that is when you get off this call, from this point on, from this second forward, that black Jag is you.
Oh, okay.
Now, how is your life going to be different walking down the street?
There I go.
Carrying the persona of being that 2014 black Jag.
Wow.
Versus the Leona you were 2 seconds ago.
That's yummy.
Do you see what I'm saying? So in the weight loss class that I did, I had everybody pick a car. And truthfully, in the first class, some people picked like a VW Bug.
Okay. So,
well, but it just is kind of like they couldn't even reach out there to something that's totally... You know, when I ask this question, I'm looking for, I don't care how much it costs. Money is no object. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And some people can only go to a certain point, and that's all they can go to. Okay. So I'm trying to get you to stretch even further and go, wow, like what if I was a Bentley? What if I was a Lamborghini? You know, what if I was whatever? So there was people that started out with Volkswagens and 6 weeks later, they were, you know, Lamborghinis. One lady was a $200,000 decked out RV. I mean, you can be anything you want to be. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever makes you feel sexy. So, and all these people, like people the first week, like came in sweats. And by week 6, they're in like stilettos and mini skirts and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And awesome. I'm not saying you have to change what you wear to feel sexy, but if that's going to help you feel sexy, do it.
Oh, yeah.
If wearing the 2-piece swimsuit makes you feel yummy, do it. If wearing a pair of jean shorts and a t-shirt makes you feel sexy, do that. I don't care. But what if you embodied the absolute sexiness of whatever that vehicle is for you? Like for me, I changed mine from a car to an F-16 fighter jet that's hot pink that goes Mach 3 in 0 to 60 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome. Sounds like me, doesn't it, Red? So what would it take for you to strut your stuff like that car? And that's what I want you guys to think about when you get off this call, okay? We're going to go to our first break. Can't believe it's 20 minutes already, but we'll be back in just a minute.
Okay.
visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Being Outside the Box hasn't forgotten about vibrational medicine. We are energetic acoustical beings, and any wave or frequency can affect the body. How can we use that to our advantage? Tuning forks, color therapy, and consciousness are all fabulous choices. Check out LynnWaldrop.com and see the amazing things these therapies can be used for. Nervous system, endocrine system, meridians, organs, and emotions. Classes are being live streamed worldwide as we speak. Join us for the vibration revolution.
Being Outside the Box. Would you like to unlock all of your unique hidden talents? I facilitate others in how to actualize their capacities. Are you stuck in a rut? Tired of the same boring old thing every day? Have you always known you possessed abilities that you couldn't explain? Tune in to Being Outside the Box with me, Lynn Waldrop, and get an awareness of the mysteries, the unexplainable, and the unknown on voiceamerica.com, Seventh Wave Channel, Thursdays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or check me out at LynnWaldrop.com.
Being Outside the Box, beyond the possibilities of normal, natural, and scientific laws. Lynn is a psychic medium, psychic development teacher for over 20 years, and Access Consciousness Talk to the Entities facilitator. She is the guardian of what scares most people: ghosts, mysteries, and the unexplainable. What if you could perceive other beings? What if that wasn't a scary thing? And what if they weren't evil? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America 7th Wave or ParanormalPlaytime.com.
Do you wake up tired and say, ugh, another day? What would have to change in your life so that you don't feel like you're at the effect of everyone, everything around you? If the change was easier than you thought, would you choose it? What if you could actually change your relationship, finances, body, and the way you actually create and generate your life so you have more fun, more money, more joy, and more of you? Listen to Being Outside the Box. What would it take for you to be and do everything you desire in life? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. Now, back to Being Outside the Box.
Welcome back, everybody, and today we're talking about getting your body ready for summer. And this is the exercise show, unlike any other exercise. So my friend Red, or Leona, whichever one you want to call her, is here. Welcome back, Red.
Hello.
So we've talked about being in the gratitude zone and getting in the judgment-free zone. And we were just talking about what's the sexiest car out there and embodying that. And how would your life be different if you walked on the street being that Black Jag, or being that Lamborghini, or being that Bentley, or whatever it was? Because it really, in my class, it changed so many people's points of view about their bodies. And it was so fun to watch them, because the class was a 6-week class. And to me, we go into the next zone, because I call it the receiving zone. Because what ended up happening was, actually, two people in the class actually doubled their income in those 6 weeks.
Really?
Yep. Now, it took most of them about 6 months before they started to really lose any kind of weight.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody,
it was a weight loss class.
Yep. But everybody's income went up in the 6 weeks, and two of the people doubled their income. Why do you think that is?
Well, because they were willing to receive more.
They were willing to receive the money faster than they were willing to change their bodies.
Oh, well, yeah.
So what you have to
fight that.
What you have to get is anything that you do to open up your receiving zone opens you up to receiving everything, not just communication with your bodies. So your money is tied to your body. Your job is tied to your body. Do you see how
I mean, to take care of your body?
Yeah. And just like you were saying earlier, Red, you kept talking about, you know, separating all these parts of your body. What if none of these things were separate, but we try to make them so separate?
Yeah, to like piece and part ourselves out so we can't receive everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, because that would just be terrible, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Because, you know, we have to like, you know, align and agree with somebody else's judgment of what our legs look like or our calves look like. Or
well, and we can't have everybody walking around getting everything they want.
Oh, my gosh. That would be boring.
I know. So one of the things that really came to me when I looked at myself in the whole receiving zone was that, you know, I developed so early. I'm in the fifth grade. I'm 9 years old. I'm 5'4", a size 9 foot, a C cup already, you know, all these things. And I got a lot of attention. You know, it was one of those you'd be walking down the street and you'd get the whistles and stuff. And then after a while, I was taught that that was like guttural. Those were construction workers type, which I find so funny because my dad was a construction worker and so was my husband, actually. You know,
yeah,
so it's like my dad never sat around just whistling and making comments at women that walked down the street. But that was the point of view, right?
Yeah.
That you shouldn't receive those. Those are dirty, right?
Yeah.
And then because I was a swimmer and I'm always in a swimsuit, you know, I would pick up on the fathers of my friends looking at me and then the wives smacking them going, do you get that that's really your daughter's friend? She's not a woman. She's, you know, 9 or 11 or whatever I was at the time. And so
yeah.
I made myself wrong that I was wrong there, right? That yeah. I had to turn down the sexy. I mean, yeah. I didn't even know what the hell sexy was, right? But whatever it was, I had to turn it down.
Yes. Yeah.
So I had to turn it down. Nobody was allowed to notice me. Nobody was allowed to whistle at me. Nobody was allowed to appreciate me and my body at all.
Mm-hmm.
So how much receiving of all kinds did I shut off?
A lot. A massive amount.
Yeah.
And I did something similar when my husband and I got together because I was getting a lot of attention from other men. And my husband, being the size and the strength that he was, I really didn't want him killing anybody or going to jail for me. So, you know, I really toned it down.
And I think that's so common when it comes to wives. I did the same thing. It's like, okay, I have my man now. I must turn the sexy switch off because
yeah.
no other man can look at me and I'm not allowed to look at anybody else.
Yeah, and how do you turn it back on? It's not as easy
yeah.
to turn it on as off.
Okay, guys, it's just a light switch. Will you turn your sexy back now? Turn it back on. Just like Justin Timberlake says, turn it back on.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I'm not telling you to go and cheat on your spouse. All I'm saying is, you know, your spouse wants other people to think that you're sexy. If nobody else thinks you're sexy, your spouse is going to be like, too.
Yeah, and I didn't get that for a long time. Even though I had that point of view about other people, I never would look at myself that way.
And that's also a part of that you complete me BS, where, you know, you have to turn your sexy off so that this other person can complete you or something, right? No, I'm a complete
yeah.
woman. I don't borrow anybody else's parts. I don't need anybody else's parts to make me whole. I'm whole.
Yes.
Okay, so what you have to get is when you turn the sexy off switch on and you decide I am no longer allowed to be sexy for whatever reason. Like I'm a mom. Whoop, can't be sexy
yeah.
when you're a mom, right?
Yep, yep.
I mean, I used to embarrass the heck out of my teenagers sometimes wearing mini skirts and heels and all this kind of thing. They'd be like, Mom, cover up. My friends are here. I'm not covered
no.
up. Your friends are here. What is that garbage? Okay, so don't
That's
let
funny.
Anybody put a lampshade on you.
Yeah.
It's
Including
just a point
yourself.
Of view. And how much are you teaching your kids in that situation when you turn your sexy off?
Yeah, so like parents that are not willing to be affectionate and show each other, like show they're caring for each other in front of their children, that's not actually a service to the children.
No, because that's what you're teaching your kids that happens in a relationship. As soon as you're
yes.
in a relationship, all of a sudden sexy gets turned off.
Yes, yes.
And what if it didn't? Hell, I learned from my parents. I'll never forget, I got home from college. I couldn't believe it. You know, my parents are in their 70s at this point, and I didn't even see it at all growing up. And all of a sudden, my dad's running around pinching my mom's bottom, and they're stealing kisses in the corner and making out over here. I'm like, what the heck is happening here?
That's funny.
You know, but I look back and I go, thank goodness. You know what I'm saying? Thank goodness that they still had such a great relationship. And how many relationships are lost because they think they have to hide that?
Yeah. Get a room.
That's right. So the next piece of it is ask your body zone. Because when I go to the grocery store, I want my body to feel great. And I go, okay, so body look. So I used to be one of those, again, when I was in mom zone. When I was in mom zone, it'd be like I would shop for the week or for the month, right? You go to Costco and you buy 9 pounds of hamburger, right? Or you whatever, you know, you buy tons of food at a time. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're buying that because your body's hungry for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But then by the time I'd get it home, now I've already got outlined what I had to cook for the week. And by that time, my body's going, God, I don't want that. Bleh. You know?
Yeah, I'm done with that.
But because I bought it, I went, well, I have to cook it. You can't waste food, right?
Yeah.
So then it gives you the farts and you're burping and you're like, ugh, that didn't, you know, you don't really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It's heavy. It makes you just sit at the pit of your stomach like, ugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are all signs, guys, that your body's going, hello up there. I really didn't want that.
Yeah, that was not enjoyable for me.
Yeah. And so how many times do you, the being, or you, the mind, say, I really want this, and the body's going, please don't. Like my husband, his famous thing is he absolutely loves nuts.
Nuts?
Oh, but if he eats nuts, peanuts, cashews, pistachios, oh, he has digestive problems of magnitude.
Wow.
And that's his body revolting and going, hello up there, I said no nuts. I don't like nuts. They don't work for me. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, he still has to go, you know what? Maybe my body will like them again.
Yeah,
he'll sit down and eat a bunch of nuts, and he'll be in pain for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you started asking your body some questions? So I don't go to the grocery store for a week at a time or a month at a time anymore. I go almost every day, and it's like, okay, so what are we hungry for today, body? What would just, you know, make you absolutely jump for joy? And let's say it's avocados. Let's say it's an apple. Let's say it's a steak, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a point of view that I can't eat any particular food. So I'm not a vegetarian. I'm not a non-vegetarian. You know, I mean, I'll eat anything. If my body says this is what I want to eat, then I'll go and eat it.
Yeah.
But I do ask questions. And I even learned all the way down to you've got a pile of 100 avocados sitting there. And my body might be going, oh, avocados. Oh, I want avocados. I want avocados for the next 2 days for lunch. Okay, cool. I buy avocados. But you know how, have you ever done that where you like feel an avocado and it feels like the perfect avocado, but then you get it home and you open it up and it's still black inside? It's like overripe.
It's like black spots and just half rotted. Yeah,
and it tastes terrible, right? And so I was like, doggone it, body. I listened to you about avocados and it said you didn't ask which one.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you kidding me? So now I stand in front of the pile of avocados and I go, okay, body, if an avocado is what you want, point out which one is going to be an orgasm in my mouth right now. Point it out.
Yeah. And the other thing I'll do is I'll ask, okay, so if I buy you, will you make me money? And I'll pick up the, until I get yes, I don't buy that one. And normally the one that will make me money is also the one that was the most enjoyable.
Yeah. So and so I get a lot of people, when we get to this one, they'll tell me, okay, Lynn, this just sounds like an absolute struggle and too difficult. Okay, so my biggest point to all that, huh?
It makes it entertaining.
Yeah, see, that's my point. If you turn it into fun and it's a game and it's entertaining, And it's bringing you to more gratitude with your body because your body's trying to talk to you here, people. That's what I said. It's called the Ask Your Body Zone. Talk to your body zone.
It's hilarious. If you go to the grocery store and you walk down an aisle and your body says that, you're like, holy crap, what is it? That? What is that? So you have to figure out what that is because you weren't paying attention.
Yeah. And you just turn it into a game. How could I make this fun for me? And it doesn't take me any longer to go through the store than it used to as a mindless zombie just grabbing food that I'll never eat. And I just cleaned out my pantry, okay? We moved into our house in 2007. And I'm on this cleaning streak right now where I'm going through every closet and anything we're not using is going either to a garage sale or Goodwill or whoever, right? Uh-huh. And I went through the pantry. Do you know how much food I threw away? Cans of stuff that was from 2002. What year are we in, Red?
Oh, my gosh, 2014.
So when I moved to this house in 2007, I moved old food.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And I had some from 2007 and some from 2010. So all this stuff, and I went, you know what? I'm getting rid of it. Like my body's going, and it all started with a box of cornbread I wanted to make one day. And I made it, and I have this tendency, and I know a lot of you are going to want to just smack me when you hear me say this, but like cornbread and brownies and cake, I like the batter raw. So I eat more raw batter than I eat cooked batter.
Now, I don't eat more raw batter of cornbread, but I will of brownies and cake. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, then you need to try cornbread because it's delicious. And it has this little weird fizzy thing it does in your mouth. I don't know how it does that, but it fizzes.
If you use buttermilk, that's what it's from. It's from the buttermilk with the baking powder.
I don't use buttermilk, so I don't know what makes it fizz. I can't figure it out, but try it.
You make cornbread without buttermilk.
I just made it with regular old milk. Can you tell we live in the South, guys? Sorry about that. We digress. But anyways, my point was I went and I ate the batter and I went, oh, my God, what's wrong with the batter? And I realized that the box was from 2003.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
and it had
awful.
Gone rancid. And I went, I can't do this anymore. This is terrible. And that was what made me go through my whole entire pantry. But I threw away hundreds of dollars of food.
Wow.
Because my body said, Lynn, go through this pantry. We're not having that happen again. And you have a ton of stuff shoved in the back of this pantry that is older, you know.
Older than the house.
Yeah. So you need to go through it. So go through your pantry, guys. How many of you are food hoarders? And you force your body to eat stuff that it really doesn't want to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another thing is get to know your body because I used to eat tons and tons and tons of food and I eat like a bird these days. And it's just so weird because it started when I was at a restaurant and literally like there was this war going on between my mind and my body and my mind's going, I want another Eggs Benedict and go get some more toast and go get that fruit. And I'm like, what the heck is happening? I don't even want any of that. And what I got was that this was all the other people in the restaurant and what their bodies were saying.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to everybody else's bodies. So what I got was, oh, my God, I've been eating for everybody.
Yeah, because you go to a restaurant with something in mind that you'd really like to eat and you walk in the door and then you have five other things that you think that you'd like to eat because you're picking up what everybody else has got.
Yeah. And then you or instead, like you're at a restaurant and you wanted steak and all of a sudden you end up ordering shrimp because you think it's you, but it's really somebody else. And then when you eat it, you're kind of like, ah, I hate it. That wasn't even satisfying because your body really wanted the steak.
Yeah.
So what would it take for you to get to know your body better, what your body is asking for, and listen to it?
I'm for that.
And that isn't just food either, guys. I was going to my office one day and I'm stopped at a red light. And in one second, I was angry. And then the next second, I am just laughing my butt off. And then the next second, my knee is in absolute pain. And then the next second, my other shoulder's in pain. And I'm like, what the heck is happening here? And it was everybody that was driving through the intersection. This is everything their bodies were telling me as they're driving through. One person was mad. One was laughing. One had knee problems. One had shoulder problems. So how much of even the pain you walk around with on a daily basis is even yours?
Yeah, really.
So if you'd be willing to let all of that go and just be like an open window and let everything just flow through you like you're an open window and everything is just wind.
Yep.
You might get to know what's really yours and what's everybody else's. Sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we've got the gratitude zone, the judgment-free zone, the receiving zone, because nobody else out there needs more money as well as a better body, right?
Mm-mm, I don't think so. Mm-mm.
Ask your body zone and know your body zone. So we're going to take our last break. We'll be back in a couple minutes, and we'll talk about a few more zones. We'll see you in a minute.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
Being outside the box, beyond the possibilities of normal, natural, and scientific laws, Lynn is a psychic medium, psychic development teacher for over 20 years, and Access Consciousness Talk to the Entities facilitator. She is the guardian of what scares most people, ghosts, mysteries, and the unexplainable. What if you could perceive other beings? What if that wasn't a scary thing? And what if they weren't evil? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America 7th Wave or ParanormalPlaytime.com.
Do you wake up tired and say, ugh, another day? What would have to change in your life so that you don't feel like you're at the effect of everyone, everything around you? If the change was easier than you thought, would you choose it? What if you could actually change your relationship, finances, body, and the way you actually create and generate your life so you have more fun, more money, more joy, and more of you? Listen to Being Outside the Box. What would it take for you to be and do everything you desire in life? Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Being Outside the Box hasn't forgotten about vibrational medicine. We are energetic, acoustical beings, and any wave or frequency can affect the body. How can we use that to our advantage? Tuning forks, color therapy, and consciousness are all fabulous choices. Check out LynnWaldrop.com and see the amazing things these therapies can be used for. Nervous system, endocrine system, meridians, organs, and emotions. Classes are being live streamed worldwide as we speak. Join us for the vibration revolution.
Being outside the box. Would you like to unlock all of your unique hidden talents? I facilitate others in how to actualize their capacities. Are you stuck in a rut? Tired of the same boring old thing every day? Have you always known you possessed abilities that you couldn't explain? Tune in to Being Outside the Box with me, Lynn Waldrop, and get an awareness of the mysteries, the unexplainable, and the unknown on voiceamerica.com, 7th Wave Channel, Thursdays at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, or check me out at LynnWaldrop.com.
The 7th Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are tuned in to Being Outside the Box with Lynn Waldrop. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, our email address is beingoutsidethebox@yahoo.com. Now, back to Being Outside the Box.
Welcome back, everybody. Today I'm here with my buddy Red, and we're talking about how to get your body ready for summer, the exercise show. Dun, dun, dun. So to me, we are on the revitalize zone. So how many of you guys, after winter and then the rains of spring and the pollen of spring and all these problems that come with spring and winter, now feel kind of tired and pooped?
Wow.
I mean, in the South, I hear this all the time because the pollen just drains everything out of you. You're so tired all the time.
Well, I ask them, who are you being tired for? Who does the tire belong to?
Or who are you tired of?
Yeah.
So my question to you, because it's the exercise show, is if you were a glass of water, how full would your cup be? What percentage full of energy are you right now?
Me?
Everybody.
Well, I'm pretty full. Of course, I'm sitting here talking to you, so.
All right, so pretty full is what percentage?
90.
Okay, so I want you to tap in everybody else out there. What's the average fullness that most people generally are?
Probably 45 to 50% full of the cup.
So what does that get you, only having your cup be half full or less?
It's half empty.
Yeah, so are you a half empty or a half full kind of gal?
These days I'm a half full, but...
So there's really no reason for us to be any less than 100% plus and overflowing. There's an endless supply of energy accessible to everybody if you're willing to call on it, to have it, and to use it.
So for what reason would we not be overflowing?
Well, for me, probably the biggest reason I see is maybe twofold. One is the people that say, I have to do it all myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get this done. It's almost like as soon as we proclaim, I have to get this done, or I have to do this, as soon as we stick that I in there, it's, to me, I call it, you put a manhole cover on. So imagine yourself standing there, and it's almost like when you're going and you're having fun with your friends, do you get tired?
Rarely.
Yeah, because you are just so full of life. What does that mean right there? You're so full of life. You're being that open window. You're just letting energy from everywhere flow through you, and everything is energizing, right? But then you go to work, and let's say it's a job you don't particularly enjoy. Now how much full of life are you?
Not very.
Not so much. So now everything irritates you, everything gets on your nerve, and you have to do it all yourself. So it's like you take this manhole cover and put it on top of you, and now instead of letting your window just be an open window and everything be wind flowing through it, now it's like you close the window and you become a mahogany door. And you are in this enclosed little closet, and you have to do it all yourself, which makes your energy deplete.
Okay, but it is your job to do.
Okay.
If you want to use if you want to use the job example.
Okay, but Red, you just said earlier in the call that you're not separate from anything.
True.
So why not let the universe assist you and help you do your job?
Well, now that would be a novel idea.
Why do you have to do anything all yourself would be my question.
Wow, that's very true. So what would it take to allow the universe to assist me in my job?
Yeah. So stopping the flow of energy in regards to that, in terms of kind of the healing arts, I see people do this all the time. Like a lot of healers are some of the sickest people on the planet.
Yeah.
Why? Because again, when they walk around their daily life, they're the open window. And as soon as they go to work on somebody, it's like, oh, I have to heal this person.
Yeah, and as soon as you stick that, do something with it.
Yeah. And as soon as you stick that word I in there, it seems like as soon as you insert the word I have to, it's my job. That's why are moms tired? Because they think I have to do it all myself. I'm the mom.
It's also the have to as if you don't.
Yeah, exactly. So as soon as you insert that into anything, it seems to be that's when you stick yourself in this little limited closet of energy rather than allowing yourself to receive from everything. So let's do a quick little exercise since this is the exercise show.
Okay.
So I want you guys to just take a deep breath for a minute, and I want you just to ask every molecule in the universe to contribute energy to you right now. And contribution is a giving and receiving at the same time, so you're actually contributing to the rest of the molecules of the universe at the same time you're receiving. It's like a two-way pipe. So how energizing is that?
It is, and it's very centering.
Yeah. So what if you did this several times a day and just went, okay, so where am I? Oh my goodness, somehow my glass became half full. When you're driving down, when you're in your car, how many of you are 100% and overflowing?
Not especially, usually.
Especially when you're in traffic trying to get to work or come home.
Yes.
Okay. So again, what if you didn't stop the flow of energy, and what if you contributed to everybody around you? Mm. And what if you had fun with it and played with the energy? How might your commute be then?
Wow.
How good might you feel when you get home after that?
Yeah, really.
Okay, so keep asking that question several times a day. So, revitalize zone. Ask all the molecules to work with you rather than being at war with them too.
Cool.
Next zone is the pain-free zone, because that's probably the biggest complaint I hear out of just about everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the examples that I, one of the exercises I want to do, I call it the Coke can exercise. I am in Atlanta. Coke is my favorite drink. I know that's terrible. It's terrible that I love a sugary soda, but I do. So I call it the Coke can exercise. You can call it, you know, whatever exercise you want, anything with a fizz. You can call it your club soda exercise if you'd like. But what we're going to do is I want you guys just to sit down, and we're going to start at the heel of your foot. And we're literally going to ask every cell in your body just to pretend like the pain, the disease, the quote-unquote problem in each cell is a gas. And each cell is going to go psh, like we're opening a Coke can. Each cell is its own Coke can. And you're literally going to let each cell membrane just go psh and allow anything that would cause the pain, the disease, the whatever, to just leach right through the cell membrane as we move all the way up your body. You ready?
Yeah.
So we're going to start at the heels. So starting at the heels, just ask for every cell in your body just to go psh and open like a Coke can, allowing all the pressure, all the bubbles, all the gas to release anything that is causing you pain in that cell, causing disease in that cell, causing anything that isn't the state of perfect health and wellness in that cell, and ask it just to open it and release it now. And just like a wave, we're going to move from the heels into the arches of the feet now. Just letting all those cells just open up and release anything causing pain, causing disease, causing anything that is not perfect health and wellness, moving up to the balls of the foot and into the toes, moving up on top of the feet, moving into the ankles, moving up the leg, both the front and the back, up the shin, up the calf, moving up, moving up, moving up, moving up, moving up. This doesn't have to be a long, arduous thing. This can just be gentle and easy. It can happen as quickly as a breeze. I'm just walking you through it right now. Moving up into the knee, allowing everything that you hold so tightly in your joints, especially your knees, just to let every cell open, releasing all pain and disease. Moving up into the quads, into the hamstrings, moving up the front, the femur. All right, moving into the pelvic floor now, into the bum, into the front of the abdomen, moving up, moving up, moving up, moving up, getting all of those internal organs, just letting every cell just instantly detox and release it all right through the cell membranes, right out the skin, gently and easily, not a problem, moving up, moving up, moving up, into the rib cage and all the internal organs in there, moving up to the armpits, sweeping down those arms now, sweeping down the arms, into the elbows, into the forearms, into the hands, and just swooshing right back on up into the shoulders and the neck, making sure we really got the spine cleaned out good on the way up, moving into the jaw, the cheeks, the back of the head. I love doing this exercise in the eyes. What if your eyesight is because of all the points of view that you have jammed in your eyes? So all those points of view that are keeping your eyesight diseased or not perfect, would you be willing just to let all of those release right now? Everything in the brain, all those points of view even that don't serve you in your mind anymore, just let them all release up and out the top of your head. It's one of my favorite exercises to do, because I've had so many people tell me that they started with pain, and by the time we were done, there was no pain. And you can do this every morning. You can do it 100 times a day if you want, but it literally can be, okay, body, starting at the heel, let's just move it right on through. And it almost just feels like this wonderful cool breeze just sweeping through your body, and it's done that fast. Okay, you don't have to make this a long, drawn-out thing. How'd you like that, Red?
Awesome. I got
a single
cool breeze on the top of my head.
Good, good. Well, Red, thank you so much for joining, and I can't believe our time's up already. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Go back and listen to those exercises and try them at home, guys, and get your body ready for the summer. And again, what if it really already was ready and you were beautiful just as you are?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Red. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining the Vibration Revolution, and we will see you next week.
Thank you again for joining us for Being Outside the Box. We hope you'll tune in again next week, Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another edition with your host, Lynn Waldrop, on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. Have a glorious and adventurous week.